Candidate Profiles. Ngā pōtitanga a Rohi 2025 Local Body Elections 2025. Voting closes at 12 noon Saturday, the 11th of October 2025. Motukairangi Eastern General Ward. Producers note, this document contains the candidate profile taken from the candidate profile booklet for this ward. All care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in te reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disclaimer. This candidate directory has been compiled under the Local Electoral Act 2001. The Act provides that an electoral officer is not required to verify or investigate any information included in candidate profile statements and is not responsible for the accuracy of the information contained in such statements. Ken Akoi. Independent Together. Vote for IT. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. Wellington needs genuine community leadership and smarter governance around the council table. I bring 20 years of legal experience and a solid track record in community, sports and business governance, including roles as Vice President of the Wellington Rugby Football Union, Board Member of Destination KRL and Pacific Advisor to the Sport Integrity Commission. I stand with the Independent Together Group, a team committed to easing financial pressure on ratepayers. We'll cut waste, stop unaffordable projects, and push for zero rates increases. We'll protect suburban assets like parks, pools, and community halls, and make sure Council focuses on core services that matter. Council should serve its community, not political parties. I'll be a strong voice for practical solutions and real accountability. I'll listen and work for what matters to you because your voice counts. Vote for me and other Independent Together candidates to keep Wellington livable, affordable and safer. www.voteforit.nz. Alex Baker, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. I am also standing for Mayor. I love Wellington. It's an amazing place to live. I'm raising a family here and in 30 years will still be working and living here. I am committed to Wellington. I'm a qualified accountant with public and private sector leadership experience in financial management, sustainability and city infrastructure. These are critical areas of expertise for any leader seeking to resolve the challenges facing Wellington. As councillor, I will support council to deliver the positive, sustainable outcomes Wellingtonians want while applying the strong, pragmatic financial management we need. I have the skills, energy and motivation to make sure Wellington is a place people want to and can afford to live. My priorities. A council that acts to make Wellington more affordable, delivers effective transport infrastructure, supports business and job growth and is environmentally responsible. Choose a councillor focusing on working with Wellingtonians to keep building our vibrant, inclusive and innovative city. Chris Kelvey Freeman, Independent, working for the East. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. Wellington is in my blood and the eastern suburbs have always been my home. We need to shift the focus from the council itself to the people it serves. Party political voting and uncontrolled spending have jeopardised our water and roads. I'm a transport planner with extensive senior level experience. I've worked to tight budgets and strict timelines, including the Sydney and London Olympics. I've always delivered value for money, including roading projects that don't need rework and streetlights that don't fall down. I have a lifetime involvement in community service. I secured 90% government funding for the LED street lamps that have saved Wellington ratepayers over $3 million in electricity since 2018. I'll work with central government to ensure that the second Mount Victoria Tunnel proceeds with high-quality vehicle, walking and cycling facilities. I'm committed to clear communication, genuine consultation, objective decision-making and honest local government that works for you. Trish Given, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. Vote Trish Given, number one, for a city councillor who puts people at the heart of every decision. I'm standing as an independent candidate for Motukairangi Eastern Ward because we can do better on infrastructure, transport, housing, climate and connection. I bring collaborative leadership, conflict resolution skills, council and business experience, and a deep understanding of Wellington's challenges and opportunities. I've spent the last decade working for a fairer, more connected city where everyone thrives and was honoured with an Absolutely Positively Wellingtonian Award in 2020 for services to our communities. I've lived in the eastern suburbs for 14 years and I'm raising my family here. I'm passionate about our vibrant communities, local businesses and natural environments, but there's work to do. I'm someone who rolls up my sleeves, works with others and takes action. For a strong, independent voice who listens, leads and gets things done, vote Trish Given, number one. Rob Goulden. My vision for the City 2050. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. I am also standing for Mayor. ED, JP, MBA. Wellington needs strong new leadership from a mayor who knows the issues the city faces. I will listen to Wellingtonians and be a champion for the city. Grow the city economy by facilitating the things we are good at. Film industry, arts, culture and entertainment capital, developing Wellington as an IT hub, tourism and education centre with the universities and a new best-in-the-world medical training facility. Work collegially and develop a team approach. Focus on priorities, core business and infrastructure on projects we can afford. Cut wasteful spending. Make some robust decisions around water and council housing. Work with central government and private sector to attract investment in our city. All expenditure properly scrutinised. Do things smarter. Reduce debt and rates to an affordable level. No more closed-door council meetings. Report quarterly on progress. Working together and bring back the vibe, confidence and investment. Luke Kugeline. Act local. Real change. Lower rates. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. Time and again, ratepayers have been let down by Wellington Council with enormous rates hikes, dwindling public services and wasteful spending on vanity projects. It's time to give the council a wake-up call and focus on the things that matter to Wellingtonians. Being born and bred in Wellington from a family of local business owners, I understand firsthand the pressures our community is under. The council needs someone to bring back financial discipline, push back against ideology, and deliver practical solutions for our eastern suburbs. By voting for me as an ACT local candidate, you know what you are going to get. I will keep rates low, stop wasteful spending on ideological projects like the Golden Mile, support the local community by restoring parking and accessibility, and take the race out of local politics. If you want to see real change on council, please give me your first preference vote. Michelle Maguire. Independent Together. Vote for IT. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. Four generations of my family have called this Eastern Ward home. I've run two successful businesses in residential construction and distribution. I bring project management skills, practicality, can-do attitude, determination, experience, and the strength of mind to make the hard decisions. I stand with the Independent Together Vote for IT group, as to effect change requires a majority around the council table. Our team will ease the financial burden on ratepayers and renters. We will cut wasteful spending and stop unnecessary projects that the city cannot afford. We will work towards a zero rates increase and get the council to stick to core priorities while protecting suburban community assets like parks, pools and halls. We will keep party politics out of local government. To guarantee real positive change and to keep Wellington affordable for future generations, vote for me and the other candidates from Independent Together. Vote for IT. www.voteforit.nz. Thomas G. P. Morgan. Very independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. I live in Wellington, not just a ward. So do you. More bus shelters. One at every stop to suit patronage. Easy protection in bad or hot weather. Less traffic. Reduced parking issues. More passengers. How simple is that? What other simple fixes are out there? It takes a fresh view and diverse experience to spot the issue and the answer. I'm about strategic hard work utilising my nearly 30 years of interest in local government, and I'd like your support to make use of that. I focus on future problems to improve systems and environments, making the best of current resources, physical, financial and people. Redefining the council's approach is needed to maintain your quality of life as effectively as possible. Providing council direction takes careful observation and consideration based on well-founded principles. That's how I've worked for years. For much more, search Facebook Vote Thomas Morgan or click https://www.facebook.com/profile.php?id=10007082591333. Cheers, Thomas Morgan. Sam O'Brien, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. Kia ora, I'm Sam. I'm an urban planner who knows how local government works and how to get it working for you. As a boatie, lawn bowler and footy fan, I love living here. But watching friends leave Wellington recently has been tough. I'm running to build a city where everyone sees a future for themselves. That means high quality infrastructure. Pipes that work. Convenient transport, whether you walk, bike, bus or drive. Warm, dry homes. Thriving coastlines and native bush. A city everyone can afford, where no one is priced out by rent, rates, mortgage or bills. I'm a renter and cancer survivor living with a disability. Tough experiences have shaped me and my commitment to an affordable, accessible, resilient city. As a planner, I've worked alongside communities to tackle big issues. As your councillor, I'll be a practical, ambitious voice who listens and delivers. Vote number one, Sam O'Brien. Johnny Osborne, Green Party. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. I love Motukairangi and the eastern suburbs. There's no place I'd rather raise my kids, and I'll work hard to make it better for all of us. My background as a water policy specialist, lawyer, volunteer tree planter, kids sports coach and stay-at-home dad gives me the experience necessary to be an effective councillor. A decade in the public service means I understand how bureaucracy works. 3 years on a regional water planning committee highlighted the value of working collaboratively to find lasting solutions. My priorities are simple. Cheaper and reliable public transport, safe streets for everyone, no matter your age, ability or how you get around, good quality affordable housing, water infrastructure that works, well-maintained accessible community facilities, a healthy predator-free environment, a new public park at Matai Moana. For a councillor who cares, listens and will work hard for all of us, vote number one, Johnny Osborne. Carl Tiefenbacher, Independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Motukairangi Eastern General Ward area. I am also standing for mayor. I'm a lifelong Wellingtonian who, following a successful 18 years in the financial markets, established my own business, Cafe Ace, which I have run and expanded successfully over the last 20 years. I am driven by the desire to see Wellington regain its positivity and to create an environment where Wellingtonians can not only survive but can also thrive. Having lived in the Eastern Ward that I love and called home for over 15 years, I want to see it continue to shine with rates that are affordable. As your councillor, I will listen to your concerns, be accessible and work on your behalf to ensure your community's needs are given the attention they deserve. I have the determination, business and financial acumen to rebuild confidence and pride in our city by ensuring the council delivers the basics well and earns our trust. Wellington, it's time for better.